We live in a confusing and complicated world, to the extent that the Maseilas Yesharim describes it as being in a constant state of battle. Yes, there are phenomenal opportunities for growth at every turn, but there are also major distractions and things that take us away from the goal of attachment to Hashem. The Torah is very clear on it. Lo sasu achad levavchem v'achreinechem. You're not allowed to stray after your heart and after your eyes. There are many, many things that are going to drag us down as human beings. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Davke created it that way. He created us with the Yetzer Hara. Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. B'chol levavcha says Rashi shnei Yetzerecha. That means that the challenge, the fight of the Yetzer Hara, is something that's with us constantly. Perhaps that's why Chazal also tell us in Pirkei Avos, Al tamim ba'atzmachad yayim moischa. You're never safe from it till the day of your death. And therefore, it makes sense that the beginning of our day, when we're trying to set our goals and our targets, we say, "Val tashlei bani yetzahara." Do not let the yetzahara dominate us. The Rambam famously writes that kedusha is nitzachon, the victory of the seichel, the intellect over the guf, over the body. When we allow our body and its desires, and the various chemical reactions that are going on within it, and the various electrical impulses that are running through our brain, to control us and pull us down to our most base material desires, we're in big trouble as people, as Jews. In fact, it's so challenging that the Gemara in Sukkah, Dafnim Beis Amud Beis, says, Sefer Rasha la tzadik mevakish la nisa, which is a pasuk in Tehillim, the wicked one watches for the righteous and seeks to kill him. On this, the Gemara says, Yitzhah shal adam iskabal av b'chol yayim, the Yetzahara attempts to overpower us every single day. If it wasn't for Hashem helping us, we would not succeed. That means our Yetzahara meets us exactly where we are. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would, so to speak, remove himself from the picture, we wouldn't succeed because we live in a physical world. The drives to pull us down are so strong. So every single day we need Hashem's help in that battle to be able to reach higher, to be able to rise above our physical selves, to be in touch with our higher selves, not to get dragged down by the Yetzer Hara that's constantly just seeking comfort and instant gratification and pleasure, that will sacrifice meaning for momentary lust, that will be willing to lose everything for a moment of instant gratification. We need Hashem's help for that. And therefore we say, V'al toshleit bani Yetzer Hara. Don't let the Yetzirah dominate us. That means it's our work and it's also Hashem's work. That's the way that we're created. It's necessary. The Yetzirah is necessary. We need to have a drive for food. We need to have a drive for procreation. Of course we do. Otherwise we wouldn't eat, we wouldn't have children. It's there. When used in the right way, when channeled in the right way, it's healthy, it's good, it's virtuous, it's wonderful. But because those desires are so strong, they can get out of control so easily. And therefore, in this bracha, when we're davening, we're thinking about the challenges of the day, what potential pitfalls we could come into contact with. We ask Hashem, yes, of course there are going to be challenges. Leila day nisayan, but there will. But even if we fall, al tashle ibana yetzahara, at least let us not be dominated by the yetzahara. Allow our Yetzer Tov to define who we are as people, because that's the best possible way to live.